And, you know, for those of us outside the radiation oncology field who, you know, kind of maybe have a pretty basic thought about how it works. I mean, to me, I think about vascularity and blood flow in terms of radiation effect. What would you expect out of bevacizumab and how it might or might not synchronize with radiation therapy? I mean, it is an anti-angiogenic agent. It kind of sounds like it'd be a bad idea.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, if you think about cells that no longer respond to radiation, is that radiation resistance is usually associated with hypoxia or the inability for oxygen to get into cells. In bevacizumab, makes hypoxic cells because it destroys the blood vessels. So there is a great concern that it may decrease the effectiveness of radiation, and that's why I caution people that we do not have the information yet available. And it may very well decrease the response rates. We don't know the answer. Certainly it has a benefit in metastatic disease, but that's not in patients receiving radiation.
And I guess the other issue, though, is this question of, does it actually improve blood flow? Does it so-called prune the aberrant vessels? Any take on that?
It's really unclear. A lot of theories, and there are some data to show that it may destroy current vessels or it may inhibit the ability for new blood vessels to form. And I think it's an evolving field, and we just don't yet know the answer.